In 2009, callers to the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling's hotline had an average debt of $36,000. In 2010, callers sank deeper to an average of almost $44,000. Council Executive Director Rose Gruber says that 2010 number is likely conservative. She says all callers are asked about their debt when they call in, and many don't realize how far they've fallen.
You know, they might have, you know, 5 credit cards maxed out, or they might be behind on their rent or their mortgage or their utilities. And we know that's because they've taken that money to gamble, but they don't always make that connection.
Gruber says the economy likely played a big role in last year's soaring average debt. But she says there are other reasons, too. She says it's easier to find places to gamble, whether it's a bar nearby or online. Awareness is on the rise, too. Gambling addiction counselor John Court of La Crosse has seen his workload double in the last year.
Gambling addiction and people's awareness of gambling as being potentially addictive, I think, is pretty new to people's thinking.
But Court says people are catching on because there are more calls to Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling's hotline every year. More than 14,000 people called the hotline last year. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.